Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Kembali di Travel Talk, Brava listeners, masih bersama saya Farah Tubagus. Dan saat ini kita akan lanjutkan lagi talk show bersama Aston Utan, coffeepreneur, dalam tema Coffee Adventure Around the World. Nah, karena temanya Coffee Adventure Around the World, sebagai, yeah, you are obviously a coffeepreneur, but you also love coffee.
Yep.
Do you travel and do you travel because you, well, obviously everybody likes to travel, but my point is, like, do you travel and then it's like travel first and coffee second, or it's like, oh, like you said, we were off air earlier, mm-hmm, and then you, mm-hmm, said the coffee you like is from Panama.
Yeah.
So is that what you seek? Like, you go where the best coffees are?
Right.
Or is it the opposite?
That's a good question. Again, yeah, I do like to travel often. Mm-hmm. You know, I travel often because of business, but also because of pleasure. Tapi, I generally travel to see, if I go somewhere, yeah, whether it's like I wanted to go there because of work or pleasure, like, mm-hmm, I would seek out, you know, where the happening coffee shops or, okay, the more popular coffee shops, because for me, I love coffee, but I'm also an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
So I get to see, you know, what works,
yes,
and what doesn't work, mm-hmm, in different countries, and to see also perbandingin, yeah, between, mm-hmm, ours and theirs tuh, bedanya apa gitu,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
then, you know, what can I take away from there, mm-hmm, and what can I bring home from here, or, mm-hmm, what can I see that, oh, that doesn't work here, mm-hmm, but it might work at home, and vice versa gitu. Jadi, when I do travel, I do research, you know,
okay,
you know, as much as, you know, luckily in my family and my girlfriend, they drink coffee too, so it's, okay, sort of an excuse to, like, go to those places, you know. Yeah, you need to balance it, you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we do quite a bit of coffee hunting. Mm-hmm. Cuman, yeah, it's interesting to see what's around in the world, and it also depends on the taste and preference of each country juga, yep, gitu. Mm.
Tapi where do you think, let's talk about, bukan di Indonesia dulu, nanti,
yeah,
we'll get to that, but di luar, abroad,
yeah,
where do you think is the best coffee culture?
Oh, definitely Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah, in Australia. Mm-hmm. Let me define coffee culture first, mm-hmm, yeah, because coffee culture can mean different things to different people.
Yep.
A lot of people say coffee culture, does that mean people who drink a lot of coffee?
Yes.
Or does it mean, mm-hmm, people who appreciate coffee, mm-hmm, either? Because those are two different things. Yep. But you will find those two in Melbourne.
Okay.
Gitu. Jadi, not only do they love drinking coffee and they, mm-hmm, drink, the average person, mm-hmm, kira-kira maybe might drink 3 cups a day.
Okay.
That's your regular person.
Wow.
You do. Yeah. So it's a lot of coffee.
Yeah, there is a lot,
yeah,
of coffee.
You know, even like 3 million people, I do, you know, 9 million cups, mm-hmm, a day, right? Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm,
a lot of coffee.
That's a lot of coffee. Yeah. Even, yeah, it's not a lot of people, but it's a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then, tapi, they, most of them do take an interest in their coffee, you do.
Okay.
Maybe 30% of them out of that, you know, three coffees a day type of people, which is, you know, in my opinion, quite high. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they care about where the coffee comes from, you know, how is it made,
mm-hmm,
why does it taste like this, and things like that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because of that culture, that very advanced coffee culture, then the industry di sana tuh very mature.
Okay.
You know? Jadi, they have very good quality coffee across the city,
mm-hmm,
and it's,
mm-hmm,
not very difficult to find great,
mm-hmm,
coffee,
mm-hmm,
and it's very accessible, and it becomes very competitive.
Okay.
And when it becomes competitive, obviously brings them a lot of the competitive edges of each company. Gitu. Jadi, mm-hmm, makin lucu, makin, mm-hmm, seru, mm-hmm, kenapa these guys are better, that guy's better in this, that guy's better in that,
yeah,
and it becomes very competitive.
So do they get, coffee culture is one thing, but do Australians grow their own coffee?
No.
So where do they get their coffee?
They import pretty much all their coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, they import, from all around the world,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Indonesia included, obviously, because,
okay,
it's close, but Africa, South, mm-hmm, America, lots mm-hmm of imported coffees.
Okay.
Another interesting thing is, obviously, because Australia is a high coffee drinking culture, because, mm-hmm, a lot of the immigrants come from Italy,
okay,
and Greece,
mm-hmm,
who are traditionally very heavy coffee drinkers,
yes,
as well. Gitu. Jadi the culture has sort of
shifted.
Transported along with its people. Mm-hmm. That's got this thing over time that's always been
but
there.
But Italy is also known for the different types of coffee, but they don't have that big, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, are these different artisan kind of coffee usually comes from Italy?
Yes.
In a way. Yeah. So why is it not where the source is, but it's, you know, halfway around the world?
Because it's funny with Italians, I have a strong distaste for coffees in Italy.
Okay.
Because the way Italians are very passionate about a few things, right? I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, food, mm-hmm. love, and coffee is definitely one of those things that they're very passionate about. So mm-hmm. they're very proud of their traditions, mm-hmm. and they're the first to develop the espresso machine.
Yeah.
So the espresso machine comes from there. The espresso, cappuccino, mm-hmm. latte, those are all, you know, Italian beverages, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only did the Americans come in and sort of
copied it?
Bastard. the words.
Copied it away.
Yeah. That it's, you know, people mm-hmm. have recognized the Italian cafe as sort of the reference for a modern coffee shop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because the Italians are so proud of this, mm-hmm. they don't change.
Okay.
Gitu. Jadi, mm. the way that they make coffee and drink coffee has always been how their ancestors had done it.
Okay.
It doesn't change much.
So it's not much of an involvement, you know, what do you call it? It doesn't really evolve with the different
times that
we're drinking coffee.
Exactly.
Now.
It's like, if you see maybe in Indonesia juga, yeah, zaman dulu kayak suka, maybe our grandparents or grandma mm. used to like to drink like wadeng jahe and things like that.
Betul,
and
huh?
you know, like kids nowadays jarang banget ketemu yang ngeliat minum
kayak
gitu. Because they don't, you know, maybe it hasn't evolved to the times as well. Gitu. Mm-hmm. And that's in Italy, you know, people still pay. Yeah, it's very cheap. It's like €1 for mm-hmm. an espresso.
Yeah.
It's like 15,000, mm-hmm. right? Which is cheaper than here. Mm-hmm. Because orang pikir ya kopi itu harus murah gitu, mm-hmm. but then the taste is very bold and bitter, and in my opinion very unenjoyable. But since there, kayak they've been drinking that ever since they were small, jadi udah kebiasaan banget. Gitu.
Udah palatnya mereka aja untuk dapat itu. Kayaknya mereka minum yang sweet sedikit langsung.
The funny thing about Australia is that since the immigrants have moved. Mm-hmm. But then it's not only Italians yang pindah kan. You have Irish, you have English, you have Greek gitu. Jadi,
Irish coffee, man.
Tapi kayak the people there tuh jadi appreciate other cultures.
Yeah.
Jadi mereka jadi lebih open-minded mm-hmm, gitu. Mm-hmm, like Italian people would eat the Greek food, the Greek people would eat mm-hmm. the Irish or English food. And then there becomes this really nice mixture.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
people are more open-minded to different culinary and beverages. Jadi then people start being competitive, kan? Jadi it's like what tastes great, gitu.
Before we go into break, I want to ask, maybe ada yang berapa listeners yang lagi mau pergi ke Melbourne. What's your favorite coffee shop in Melbourne?
Oh man, that's hard.
Top three.
I mean, there are a lot of great coffee shops in Melbourne, and there's always new ones coming up. Tapi obviously the ones that, in my opinion, have been there for a while and they really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, besides St. Ali, mm-hmm. obviously, which is one of them, Proud Mary is one, Seven Seeds is one, and another one would probably be Duke's Coffee.
Duke's Coffee.
So the guy's been seen it, they've done it, you know.
They know what they're doing. Okay, Bravo listeners, jangan kemana-mana. Pastinya setelah yang satu ini, kita akan kembali di Travel Talk. Kita akan masih ngobrol-ngobrol bersama Aston Utan, Coffeepreneur.
There is more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.